America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, can you really get a mortgage rate below 2%? Well, we're going to find out in just a second, but before we get started, I just want to touch base with you out there, all you fellow old dogs and young pups. Just want to say, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope your real estate investing efforts, whether you're in the research educational stage or whether you are a savvy, experienced old vet like some of us, then... Hey, great. We're behind you. We're here to support you any way we can, trying to provide topics and information that can help you to excel and to do great in real estate investing. And if there's anything else that you'd like to hear, things that maybe, you know, we haven't addressed, I would be more than happy to consider any kind of suggestions you might have to make the show better, to provide better content, and to help you to get up and going and successful in real estate investing. Well, let's move into our tip of the week here. This is courtesy of roofstock.com and some of the tips that they offer on their website. Great, great resource. This tip is, if you can't beat the price, beat the terms. Well, what does that mean? Although offer price is the first thing sellers look at, it's not the only thing. Terms are important as well. Often, someone else will offer more than you. If that's the case, consider giving the seller favorable terms. You can improve terms by using the seller's escrow agent, reducing the inspection period, increasing the earnest money deposit, having a sooner closing date, and limiting appraisal and financing contingencies. These are all things that you can use to negotiate to make your deal the better deal. So keep that in mind. Even though you might not be able to do much on the price, boom, beat the terms. That could be just enough to get them buying or selling, depending on where you are. All right, well, let's jump into our topic. Can you really get a mortgage rate below 2%? Come on, can we actually get rates that low? Well, I'm sure you've heard extensively about how mortgage rates have tumbled to record lows in recent months. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, I have never seen it in my lifetime this low. Well, now some wholesalers are advertising mortgage rates with rates as low as 1.99%. That's right, 1.99%. These are mortgage rates made through mortgage brokers only, not directly through lenders. And at first glance, these seem like the lowest rates around. Well, if you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current mortgage, now could certainly be a great time to do that. But is it really reasonable to expect to pay interest rates below 2%? Well, it all depends. Can I actually get a mortgage at 1.99% interest? Loans like that are definitely available. To get one, you'll have to apply through a broker, like I mentioned, a mortgage broker, because they're only offered by mortgage wholesalers and aren't available at your local bank. It's very realistic. All they have to do is call, says Alex Beadle, president of the Georgia Association of Mortgage Brokers and a mortgage broker at bigmortgagecompany.com in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Beadle says he's already written two loans with 1.99% interest and has about two dozen more clients in process who will qualify for that rate. He added, though, that these rates likely won't last for long. So if locking in a super low interest rate is your priority, now is the time to act. These rates weren't here last year, and I doubt if they'll be here again next year, said Beadle. If I can give any advice to consumers, take advantage of these rates while they're here. So my question is, what's the catch? Well, glad I asked. Can I answer myself? Maybe. It's true that these extraordinarily low interest rates exist. But as with all good things in finance, it's important to read the fine print. Loans with a 1.99% interest rate have low monthly payments, but those may be offset by very high upfront costs, as you might have figured. After all, the average rate currently for the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.10%, according to Bankrate's weekly national survey of lenders, and that's a record low rate. The 1.99 or less is just as attainable for most borrowers, said Tracy Firth, a mortgage loan originator with Avanon Funding, Inc. in Bakersfield, California. I find it misleading. I would never advertise that, said Firth. During an interview with Bankrate, Firth created a mock $250,000 mortgage proposal for a theoretical applicant with good credit. A 1.99% interest rate option appeared on her computer screen, but it came with 5.522 points, okay, 5% .522 points, or an $11,000 fee as part of the closing cost. So that's pretty significant. You really need to stay at probably 2.5 or over to stay at decent costs, she said. 2.99 at 1.66 points is a lot more reasonable. Okay, but can I get a 1.99% interest mortgage rate at a reasonable cost? Well, it's not so cut and dried. There are so many variables when it comes to mortgage rates, and the right product for one applicant won't necessarily be right for someone else. So 1.99% interest rates do exist, but they aren't the right fit for many people. 1.99 or less, or even 2%, is not really that attainable, and it just sets people up for disappointment, Firth said. My philosophy is every file needs to be priced on its own merit. Beadle, mentioned earlier, agreed, though he pointed out that about 70% of his current clients would qualify for a 1.99% interest rate. Each loan is different, he says. There are different types of loans that have different fees. There's different types of loans that have different points. And it's important to work with your loan originator to find out what's best for your overall financial situation. In the case of the 2.99% versus the 1.99, it'll take about 7 years to come out ahead. In other words, by then you'll start to save money and break even on paying the $11,000 fee. After that, you'll save about $130 a month. So these are only available, as I mentioned, through mortgage brokers. So how do you work with a mortgage broker? How do you find one? It's often a good idea to work with a mortgage broker, even if you're not looking for that 1.99%, especially if you're a new borrower, or maybe it's the first time you've refinanced your house. Mortgage brokers can help you find the right lender for your housing situation and will likely know the intricacies of what mortgage products are available to you. Working with a broker can help save you some research and may save you money on your loan in the long run. Your realtor may be able to connect you with a mortgage broker, but you can also do your own research by talking to friends and families who recently purchased properties and by searching around online for brokers with good reviews in your area. A mortgage broker gets paid either as part of your closing costs or by the lender after the loan closes. Fee is usually 1-2% of the total loan amount. So how do you find the rates that's best for you? Figure out what kind of mortgage is best for you first. Shorter term loans, like 15-year mortgages instead of the standard 30-year loans, tend to have lower rates. Shop around among different lenders also. Now, bankrate.com, they have these rate tables that are a good place to start. Kind of shows you what rates are and where you can find those particular rates. Know how your down payment affects your interest rate. If you can afford to put more money down, you'll save in interest over the life of your loan. Know what else affects your interest rate and what you can do to improve those factors. If you have a low credit score or a spotty employment history, you may want to focus on improving those things before buying or refinancing a house. Having a good, stable credit and stable long-term employment can help you get a much lower rate. Check out Bankrate's mortgage calculator and other tools they have on their site to help figure out your loan limits. So the bottom line is, with mortgage interest rates at historic lows, now is a good time for many people to buy a house or refinance an existing loan. But when considering a new mortgage, it's important to look at a number of factors, including the interest rate, upfront costs, and monthly payments. Sometimes it may be more advantageous to secure a loan with a slightly higher interest rate in exchange for lower closing costs. But no matter what mortgage product you choose, you're going to get a relatively good deal thanks to the current interest rate environment. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, and there'll be some links that you can find these various references, the mortgage calculators, rate tables, and some of the lenders that handle these types of loans, all on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled, Can You Really Get a Mortgage Rate Below 2%? So that is it. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.